This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, every sermon series I preach usually has a theme piece, meaning a scripture that kind of capsulizes the whole theme of the book. This week, I'm sharing a message called God's Plan for Your Life, that God has a plan for your marriage, God has a plan for your children, God may even have a plan for your career, believe it or not. That's all discussed today in a message from Jeremiah 29, a message I gave in September in Stone Mountain, Georgia, at Mount Carmel Christian Church, the church I served for 6 years. God bless you as you listen to part one. Well, Michael Josephson was a law professor and author, great author. I discovered him by accident one day, and he writes this: "Ready or not, someday it's all going to come to an end. No more sunrises, no more minutes, no more hours, no more days. All the things you collected, whether treasured or forgotten, will pass to someone else. Your wealth, your fame, your power will shrivel to irrelevance. It won't matter what you owned or what you were owed. Your grudges, your resentments, your frustrations, your jealousies will finally disappear. Your hopes, your ambitions, your plans, your to-do list will all expire. The wins and losses that once seemed so important will fade away. It won't matter where you came from or what side of the tracks you lived on at the end. It won't matter whether you were beautiful or brilliant. It won't matter your gender, your skin color will all be irrelevant. So what will matter? How will the value of your days be measured? What will matter is not what you learned, but what you taught. What will matter is that every act of integrity, compassion, courage, or sacrifice that enriched, empowered, or encouraged others to emulate your example. What will matter is not your competence, but your character. What will matter is not how many people knew you, but how many will feel a lasting loss when you're gone." That's really thought-provoking. Listen to that again. What will matter is not how many people knew you, but how many will feel a lasting loss when you're gone. What will matter is not your memories, but the memories that live on in those who loved you. What will matter is how long you will be remembered, by whom and for what. Living a life that matters doesn't happen by accident. It's not a matter of circumstance, but of choice. Choose to live a life that matters. Choose to live a life that matters. I've been preaching on the radio a sermon series from the book of Jeremiah. And the sermon series is called The God with the Plan, and the text for that is Jeremiah 29, right in the middle of the book, and that's where I chose to speak at Mount Carmel today. The theme of the book, The God with a Plan, where God says He's got a plan for your life. God has a plan for your marriage. God has a plan for your children. God has a plan for your grandchildren. God has a plan for your service to the kingdom. And most people, including Christian people, don't know that. I want us to read Jeremiah 29, beginning, and I'm just going to read it from the screen. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 15. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me with and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.